Kodiak High School swim coach John Lindquist remembers another meet in the capital city when he was in high school.
My last state meet was here in Juneau in 1980.
That was at Augustus Brown Pool downtown. It's too small to host a state meet now because pools must have at least 8 lanes, a deck, and audience seating. Until Juneau's new Diamond Park Aquatic Center opened in 2011, Bartlett High School in Anchorage had the only pool big enough to accommodate a state championship. The Alaska School Activities Association accepted Juneau's bid for the 2013 Swim Dive State Championship in January. But planning started when the new pool was still in the development stage. In fact, Glacier Swim Club's Max Mertz spent years working on the pool project. The ability to host such a meet was always a top selling point.
Really, it started back in 2006, 2007. We told everybody we'd work to get the meet here. We started in earnest probably about 2 years ago. We wrote a proposal, presented it about a year ago now to the OSAW board, and they bought off on it, decided to let us host it. So we've been kind of working for the last year to put it on.
More than 300 swimmers and divers, representing 25 Alaska high schools, came to Juneau for the state championship. An estimated 200 parents and volunteers were here, too. Isaiah Freeman is state championships director for the Alaska School Activities Association. He called it exciting to be able to hold the meet outside Anchorage. Not only does a pool have to have 8 lanes.
It has to have adequate deck space. That's why Max and some of his crew put together this platform that you see on the deck, which is phenomenal. It has to have a lot of seating.
Thunder Mountain High School swimmer Trevor Jones appreciated the home pool advantage.
Whenever we travel to Anchorage, there's more than 6 teams from Anchorage and numerous teams in the Anchorage area where they don't have to go and stay in a hotel and be roomed out. They can just sleep in their own bed and have home-cooked meals. And when you have home field advantage, that comes all to us. So it's a huge deal for Juneau swimmers.
It did pay off for Juneau swimmers. Juneau Douglas High School girls edged out an Anchorage team by 3 points to win the meet. Jones and other Thunder Mountain swimmers placed second in the 200 medley relay. The entire TMH boys team placed fourth in the meet. And a number of swimmers from both Juneau high schools had personal bests. When it comes to training, all the athletes spend hours in the pool each day.
About 4 hours a day.
Tana Lindquist and Isla Hughes swim for Kodiak High School.
In the morning, we swim, and then after school.
What time do you have to get to the pool in order to swim before school?
6:15.
You know what? People don't understand the type of work that swimmers and divers put in.
Jason Wilson coaches the Thunder Mountain swim team.
We swim every day, 6 days a week.
Then there's cross training. After school, every day.
Sprints, squats, push-ups, sit-ups, and core work.
On Saturday, we lift from 10 to 11.
Like most of the youth at the statewide meet, 16-year-old Trevor Jones has been swimming competitively for 10 years. He believes the hard work is worth it.
Just the thrill of being in the pool and racing with other people and getting good times and everything about it is just a great essence.